and you need to have your fun.
All right. And what would you like to sing for us tonight?
The ghosts that haunt Lord Huron's 70s-era recording studio, Whispering Pines, served as inspiration for some of the characters on their album, Long Lost. Characters like that one you just heard, a guy called Tubbs Tarbell.
He's kind of a Porter Wagoner type of guy in that he's got this show that he puts on. You hear him a few times on the record, like just almost these long-lost bits of audio that are somehow still floating out there in the ether.
Lord Huron is set to expand on their lore with a new album out later this month. So coming up, you'll take a tour through Whispering Pines, and you'll hear Lord Huron perform live versions of songs from their 2021 album, Long Lost. And we'll talk about how you can feel nostalgic for a place and time that's maybe never really existed. That's today. I'm Raina Duras. This is an Encore World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A lit firework collided with a 13-year-old boy's chest while he held it, which killed him on Friday in Natowash. The Star Tribune reports the incident was confirmed by the Monoman County Sheriff's Office. Witnesses identified the child as Michael Turner. Authorities say he pointed a large firework away from himself, but it shot through the bottom of the tube. Officers arrived at the 300 block of New Circle Drive shortly after 11 p.m., and Turner wasn't breathing and lacked a pulse. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Natowash Community Council invited people to the Drum Hall on Sunday to support each other following the event. The White Earth Nation also opened two behavioral health buildings on Saturday. Two people have died as the result of a two-vehicle head-on collision on Friday afternoon in rural Itasca County, south of Cohasset. The crash involved four people, two in a minivan and two in a pickup truck, and occurred at the intersection of County Highways 62 and 63. The Itasca County Sheriff's Office reports an elderly woman was ejected from a minivan and the elderly male driver was found pinned inside. Life-saving efforts were attempted on the woman but were unsuccessful. The man was airlifted to a Duluth hospital in critical condition but later died. A man and woman in the pickup truck suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were treated at Grand Itasca Hospital in Grand Rapids. A preliminary investigation indicates the van may have turned into the path of the oncoming pickup truck. The investigation is ongoing and those involved have not yet been identified by the sheriff's office. A weekend fire has destroyed LSC Environmental Products near Floodwood. Friends of the Northland Firewire reports that on Friday night around 10:30, the Floodwood Fire Department was dispatched to the plant. They encountered an 18,000-gallon propane tank with 40-foot flames that destroyed a shed and was spreading to the main facility. Firefighters had extinguished the fire early Saturday morning, but later that morning, crews from several departments were dispatched to the plant, which was engulfed in flames and heavy smoke. The plant roof collapsed. Floodwood crews were called back Sunday afternoon when a huge black smoke column appeared. According to its website, the business produces spray-applied environmental coatings used for soil stabilization, revegetation, remediation, and reclamation. July 3rd marks 5 years since the disappearance of Jamie Lyle Lucas in rural Outing. Lucas fled on foot from authorities after an attempted traffic stop in the Eastburn Road area in Crooked Lake Township on July 3, 2020. Lucas is described as a white male, 6 feet 4 inches tall, weighing 170 pounds. He would now be 43 years old. He was wearing a white t-shirt with blue jeans, a green bandana with a baseball hat, and boots. Anyone with information about Lucas's whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Detours are going into effect this week in Wadena as the Minnesota Department of Transportation completes road work. As of Monday, Highway 71 is closed to through traffic between Highway 10 and Juniper Avenue while work is done on underground utilities and the road is reconstructed. A pedestrian tunnel at the old hospital will be removed and sidewalks will be updated. Tuesday, a portion of Highway 10 will be closed to through traffic between Highway 71 and Ottertail County Road. There, poor soils will be replaced, drainage pipes will be installed, and the road will be constructed. Detours are expected to be in place through late August. Access for those who live, work, or visit areas near the project will be open, but motorists may need to use side streets or alleys. There are also some shorter road closures to be aware of in St. Louis County. The CN Railroad will be completing work on two separate railroad crossings soon. Each will result in a two-day road closure. The first closure will be on Maple Grove Road, just east of Munger Shaw Road, on Thursday and Friday. The second closure will be on the St. Louis River Road, just west of Eichelow Road, on Monday and Tuesday, July 14th and 15th. In both instances, the roads will be closed at 6 a.m. on the first day and reopened by the end of the second day. Due to the relative briefness of the closings, the county says no detour routes are being established. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Lord Huron are releasing their new album on July 18th. It's their first since 2021's Long Lost. Today, we're revisiting their last session on the show when they came by to perform songs from Long Lost. Enjoy. Lord Huron has always made music that sounds cinematic. It's one of the reasons their music has been featured in more commercials, TV shows, and movies than you can count. But with their new album, Long Lost, Lord Huron has created their own fictional world to soundtrack, a world rich with characters and backstories, even a mythical radio station. In a minute, frontman Ben Schneider joins me to take you into that world and talk about what inspired it. And you will hear the full band in a performance recorded in front of a live virtual audience. To kick things off, here they are, playing the song Not Dead Yet. It's Lord Huron on World Cafe.
All messed up, nowhere to go. I stare at myself in the mirror alone. It's hard to make friends when you're having a great, but I ain't dead yet. And I got something to say.
That was Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron's new album, Long Lost. They performed that in front of a live virtual audience for World Cafe, and they are my guests today. I'm speaking with frontman Ben Schneider. Ben, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're performing for us today in Lord Huron's own studio in LA, Whispering Pines Studio. Could you describe Whispering Pines? Like, what does it look like? What does it feel like there?
Well, so this is a studio in the old model that they don't really make anymore. It was built in the early 70s, we think, although we're not exactly sure. But, you know, it's a huge tracking room where you could fit a small orchestra and a glass control booth, you know, kind of the classic looking place. The decor has not been updated in the decades intervening. So it looks very much trapped in the early 70s. There's some new equipment in here, but aside from that, it's very brown. The best way to describe it, but it suits us, you know? It's got a real nice vibe. It feels like there's still some spirits hanging around. When you're here late at night, you know, you can get that sort of spooky feeling, which we've tried to turn to our advantage somehow, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you've recorded at Whispering Pines for years. But how did that studio make its way into the songwriting and the content of this new album?
Well, I was thinking a lot about the personas that performers project to the world, and then sort of thinking about looking at their lives more from the side of the stage. So what's their life like when they turn away from the camera, from the spotlight or the audience, and what's going on backstage? So, you know, there's a lot of happiness, but also heartbreak and hard luck and redemption and all that stuff.
I want to talk about one of the characters, and you obviously can't hear some of the production around the songs from the album today in your live performances, but it includes some interstitials with speaking, like the track One Hell of a Performer. I'm going to play a clip of One Hell of a Performer.
Welcome back. Yep. All right. How about that? What was that, French or something? Dang. Now, folks, from what I hear, this young fella coming up next is one hell of a performer. So without any further delay, let's see what he can do.
That's One Hell of a Performer from the new album, Long Lost. And it sounds appropriately like long lost radio clips, kind of. So who is this voice? Who's speaking in that clip?
So it's kind of like chief among the ghosts that haunt the studio is this character we made called Tubbs Tarbell. And he's sort of like the father figure around the studio. You know, he's not really a performer, but he produces everybody and kind of corrals everybody and makes sure the machine keeps running, I guess. And he's kind of based on a few people. He's kind of a Porter Wagner type of guy in that he's got this show that he puts on, but he's kind of like a Lee Hazelwood type in that he's running this business that's kind of on the fringe of the mainstream. You know, it's not quite your everyday music studio. And you hear him a few times on the record, like you said, just almost these long lost bits of audio that are somehow still floating out there in the ether, you know, and we're somehow tapping into that. Not quite sure if it's, you know, some sort of spiritual seance or just tuning your radio the right way, but somehow you can hear old Tubbs.
Could you tell us about the mythical radio station that he works for, WBUB?
Yeah, sure. So he's got his studio at this station called WBUB, which is this old, you know, broadcast station way out in the middle of who knows where, in the middle of the woods. And it's unclear whether he's there alone or there's other people that work there or what, but he puts on his show from this little outpost in the woods. And I don't know, I miss that sense of, I guess, ritual and occasion that comes with old media.
For sure. This is World Cafe. This occasion is. I am talking to Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. So if the songs on the album are from perspectives of the characters, these ghosts who inhabit Whispering Pine Studio, let's take the song Mine Forever. We're going to hear you perform it next. Tell us about the characters in this song.
So this one's kind of meant to be sort of like a 60s band. So this is like a group of fellows, as I imagine it, kind of a folky, psychedelic thing. But in terms of the story, I just imagined, you know, an uncertain ending of a relationship, which everybody can relate to. But just putting it through that filter of sort of it's like unclear nostalgia. You're not exactly sure what time period it is, but you get all this sort of emotion that people have tied up with music of that era. Yeah, I don't know. So it feels kind of bubblegummy, but also sort of longing and mysterious at the same time. Well, that's the intention anyway.
Here is Lord Huron performing Mine Forever for World Cafe. Performing for a live virtual audience, that was Lord Huron with Mine Forever. I'm Raina Duris, speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. On this album, you definitely do this. Your music is often, I think, played with Old West or Western or frontier-y kind of themes, but this time, you know, you're really, really embracing that. You grew up in Michigan. So where did that fascination with that time and place come from?
Good question. I'm not sure where it originated. I guess probably, I think the way it really started was just with the love and appreciation for nature. And then from that, appreciating stories that took place in those sort of settings. You know, that naturally fits with sort of Western and adventure movies when I was a kid and getting really into that. And I don't know, that's just such an evocative genre in general. Like, music plays such a big part in it, which I was attracted to from a young age. You know, I remember hearing some of those Western scores, particularly Ennio Morricone scores when I was a kid, and just being, I don't know, sort of entranced by the sounds he was making and the feelings it was pulling out of me and the sense of scale that it created. And you know, it comes with great outfits and great music and all that too. And it's a little bit of action.
One of the videos that you guys put out was sort of a commercial for the Whispering Pines stable of artists, let's say, the collection of music. And there's a scene in one of them, there's a shot of Donnie and Midge who are promoting the song that we're about to hear you play. It's called I Lied. Could you tell me about those characters, about Donnie and Midge?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, writing that song, I had sort of the those classic country duets in mind, George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, all that stuff I love. And again, kind of the same idea I was talking about before, about the public persona of those people and how different that was probably, and in some cases for sure, behind the scenes, you know, the way they interact on stage versus their real relationship that's going on behind the scenes. So that's kind of the way I think of them, as sort of a, I don't know, I imagine the tabloids writing about Donnie and Midge and saying, you know, are they back together? Are they split up? And behind the scenes, it's a very different story where they either have a very platonic relationship or who knows? It could be anything. It could be hatred. It could be love of a different kind, maybe not romantic love. I don't know. I think there's a lot of rich territory there to be explored.
You're singing as Donnie in this song. On the album, Midge's part is performed by Allison Pontier. Today, Misty Boyce is playing Midge. What can you tell us, for people who don't know Misty, what can you tell us about her?
She's great. She's been touring with us for a few years. One of our best bubs, for sure. And she's got a beautiful voice. And she does her own solo work under her name, Misty Boyce. Check that out. But yeah, she's one of a kind.
I love this song. I think it's my favorite on the album, so I'm very excited to hear it. Is there anything else you'd like to say about I Lied before we hear you perform it?
No, I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, here it is. Lord Huron, I Lied.
Coming back again for you, but I'm not.
Lord Huron performing I Lied, joined by Misty Boyce in front of a live virtual audience for World Cafe. I've been speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
You can catch the World Cafe right here on People Powered Radio, KAXD, KVXD, every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Good morning. My name is Dan Gannon. We receive support from the Green Heron Bed and Breakfast, a four-season B&B on Pekegama Lake featuring home-cooked meals and all the amenities for a complete family vacation. More information at greenheronbnb.com. And Keith's Pizza in Bemidji is hosting Pizza with a Purpose tonight, Tuesday, July 8th, from 5 to 8 at their northern location at 1425 Paul Bunyan Drive. 25% of the proceeds will benefit the United Way of Bemidji Area's Disaster Relief Fund. And we receive support from the U of M Extension Forestry, hosting the Minnesota Woodland Steward Program in Itasca County to help develop a deeper understanding of forest stewardship and manage fire risk. Registration open until August 10th with a discount for Itasca County landowners. More info at My Minnesota Woods on Facebook. And now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard an encore session from Lord Huron. They have a new album out on July 18th called The Cosmic Selector Volume 1. The Cosmic Selector is kind of like a magical jukebox, kind of like a radio. Here's a song from Shelby Lynn, Thought It Would Be Easier on World Cafe.
Thought I could pull myself together and do fine on my own. Sometimes I do all right, then I remember how I dreamed it, how I needed it. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier. Never told me I'd be lonely, torn up and wasted. But when you saw something else in light, you couldn't wait to taste it. How was I to know about the way you were scheming? I guess I must have been dreaming. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier. Ooh, she gets around. All I know today is that I can't stand it. This ain't how I planned it. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be I thought it would be easier. 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 I thought it would be easier.
everything's green right now. Tennessee at the end of June, you get a day to come down. We'll ride Roberts in the afternoon before the room gets packed. We'll claim a table at the upstairs bar, count the cowboy hats, bachelorettes that don't know where they are. And I don't say things that I don't mean. You're the best thing I've ever seen. You can have my money if you spend your own. Well, I'm still running, but I'm not alone. We all get lost out here. The deepest ditches line the righteous path. God said, hold my beer. And he made a man so he could watch and laugh. Everything's good these days. And we'll ride Roberts on a Friday night and hear Don Kelly play. And I'll catch you dreaming in the neon light. 'Cause I don't say things that I don't mean. You're the best thing I've ever seen. You have my closet and my herringbone. Well, I ain't lost yet, I'm headed home. Everything's green right now. Tennessee is looking after you. You get a year to come down. And I'll put an easel in the empty room. You can dream all day. Ride to Roberts when we crave a steal. Find some peace that way. Give your heart a little time to heal. And I don't say things that I don't mean. You're the best thing I've ever seen. And have my closet or your fancy shoes. Well, I ain't lost yet, so much to lose.
This is Gigi Perez, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Judgment Day, they'll be glued right to just want to say I love you one more time. I love you. Goodbye.
Let things go. That's Camp. An artist next who may inspire you to hold on to your dreams. That's next on World Cafe.
Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday morning, and thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. We receive support from the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, dedicated to conserving the rich ecological landscape of Minnesota, offering memberships, educational camps, and habitat projects. More information available at mndeerhunters.com. Programming is supported in part by the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. A lot has changed in the past year. The speed limit has not. Speeders can expect to be stopped. Please slow down. Extra speed patrols now on Minnesota roads. Greater Bemidji has launched the Bemidji Business Rebuild Program, a rapid response loan initiative designed to help small businesses recover from the storm's aftermath. Reach out to Greater Bemidji for more information. Our KAXE question of the week is, what is your favorite thing to do in or on the water? You can text us at 218-326-1234. And now we'd like to return you to more from the World Cafe right here on KAXE KBXE.
Hey, I'm Raina. This is World Cafe. Have you ever considered making music your career? Maybe it already is. Or maybe you do it on the side for fun and you don't have ambitions to go pro. That's how it was for your next artist, Yasmin Lacey. Yasmin spent many, many years working a day job for a youth charity, doing music as a hobby, no training, no lessons. And then one day she sent a demo into a talent discovery program in the UK, and they saw that she had something special, helped kickstart things for her, and she just went for it. And just so you know, she was in her 30s when she released her debut album a couple of years ago. A lot of people think you got to be a baby to start with music. So if you've got a dream you've been putting off, maybe that'll inspire you to try it out. Here's Yasmin Lacey with a new song, Ain't I Good For You?
Everybody wants that first slice, the cherry that's its own top. Seems like God gave you that first prize. Now I know you wouldn't miss that shot. Even your clothes hang right, put you in neon lights, didn't I? Damn right. Lucky you, I came your way. And if you're nice, I'll let you start. Yeah. And I go for you. I'm that sweet, that soft, that taste that made your life better.
The best.
Public Radio's most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
Sometime. We'll be right back.
Finishing this hour with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, that was Breakdown. Don't forget, you can find World Cafe as a podcast. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app, search up World Cafe, press subscribe. That way you'll never miss an episode. You can listen anywhere, anytime you like. Thanks so much to our affiliates who bring this show to you on the radio, including Iowa Public Radio. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. We receive support from Lakes Tax Advisors, where Ron Berg and his staff offer tax accounting and payroll services for Minnesota businesses with locations in Grand Rapids and Rush City. More information at lakes.tax. Second Harvest Northland is hosting a public meeting at 1 o'clock today, Tuesday, July 8th, at the Grand Rapids Food Shelf to share information about the recent changes. The organization says it hopes to provide clarity and have conversations with community members. We receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Let's take a quick look at weather in our listening area today.